The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. America imposed new sanctions on Iran in response to the Islamic Republic's drone and missile attack on Israel on April 13th. The measures target individuals linked to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the country's Praetorian Guard, and an automaker that is accused of making engines for Iran's Shahed drones. Western allies are urging Israel to moderate its response to Iran's strike. America's House of Representatives will vote on additional aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan on Saturday. The proposed package, which is worth $95 billion, will be put forward by Mike Johnson, the Republican House Speaker, as three separate bills. President Joe Biden said passing the legislation would, quote, send a message to the world. Around $60 billion of the aid would go to Ukraine. German authorities arrested two men on suspicion of plotting bombings and arson attacks on behalf of Russia. Germany's government, one of Europe's biggest suppliers of military aid to Ukraine, said the men planned to sabotage military facilities. Local media reported that sites targeted by the men included a base at Grafenwöhr, where American soldiers train Ukrainian troops to use Abrams tanks. America said it would veto a resolution in the UN Security Council to grant full UN membership to Palestine, which is a non-member observer. Palestine's previous attempt to win membership in 2011 was also blocked by America. That needs to be the outcome of the negotiation between Israel and the Palestinians, said America's deputy ambassador to the UN. Blackstone, a private equity titan, said that its distributable earnings, those used to pay dividends to shareholders, rose by 1% on the previous year in the first quarter. The firm increased its earnings from managing assets for big retail funds and other investors. Total assets under its management climbed to $1.6 trillion, cementing its position as the world's biggest private equity firm. Sales of previously owned homes in America fell by 4.3% from its previous month in March, the biggest decline in more than a year. Home sales, which declined for much of 2023, had risen in January and February. Higher mortgage rates have dented demand, as has uncertainty over forthcoming changes to rules that govern how real estate agents get paid. The price of cocoa futures rose to a record high of £9,477, or $11,770 per tonne, after bad weather and disease led to crop failures across West Africa. Barry Callebaut, a chocolate maker, predicts a shortfall of 500,000 tonnes this year. Cocoa's rally, along with that of other commodities such as sugar, has forced some chocolate factories to pause production. And figure of the day, 40%, the percentage of countries that enforce conscription during the mid-2010s, down from 80% at the beginning of the 20th century. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.